Nearly one in three severely injured patients bleed out and die before they get to the hospital. First responders trying to stem blood loss in trauma patients have a surprisingly small toolkit, compressive bandages and tourniquets. Now, those can help with external wounds, but there's no effective way to stop internal bleeding that may be changing. That's because of Dr. Nathan White, an emergency room physician at the Harborview Medical Center. He told Marcy Selman he's working with a team of bioengineers to develop an injectable material which seeks out internal wounds.
Once injected into the bloodstream, it would circulate in the bloodstream. And then by itself, it would identify a wound site where a clot is being formed and actually weave itself into that clot. And what it does is it creates a hybrid clot that's now made up of our material plus the body's natural materials. And it fortifies the mechanical strength of the clot and hopefully reduces bleeding.
Why did you feel the need to create this injectable substance?
You know, I work in the ER, and we deal with bleeding issues on almost a daily basis, if not every day. And especially in trauma, there's a great need to reduce bleeding very early after injury. So bleeding is a huge cause of mortality in trauma. And the thing is that after a person who's severely bleeding after injury doesn't have much time. So a huge percentage of these patients will actually die before they ever make it to the hospital. In the literature, it's reported that death from blood loss, it's about 30% of severely injured patients. A lot of that happens before the patient makes it to the hospital. More locally, we would say that the overall trauma mortality, just to give you an example, is about 4% if you make it to the hospital. Overall, it's somewhere in the range of 30%. So you can imagine in these severely injured patients, the difference between making it to the hospital and not making it to the hospital. We're very good at saving people.
Once you get them.
If we get them, yeah.
So the idea, ultimately, if this is approved, this substance, is that it would be in with the EMTs and the folks in the ambulances, and they could administer it to patients and hopefully save them.
Exactly.
What's the difference between the kind of bleeding that happens if you fall down and skin your knee and the massive bleeding that you're talking about here?
So in severe trauma, see, there's multiple organ systems are injured, we have broken bones and these sorts of things. So the blood clotting system can actually be injured similarly to these other injuries. So it no longer responds appropriately. And what it does is it makes these weak clots. So it still makes clot at your wound site, but they're soft, they're squishy, and they don't do a great job of holding back bleeding.
You know, you read about blood clots and stroke or deep vein thrombosis and all the problems that blood clots themselves can cause. So what kind of worries do you have about this new synthetic substance leading to those sorts of problems?
It's definitely something that we thought about, and we've actually considered that very carefully when we designed this synthetic polymer-based substance. And what we did to mitigate those side effects of thrombosis in, say, causing strokes or heart attacks is that we designed it so that the polymer only works after a blood clot is already initiated and being formed. So it does not initiate clot formation itself, which is more risky to cause side effects.
What's the potential impact, not just at Harborview, but at trauma centers around the world or war theaters for an injectable substance like this?
I think if this works like we think it does, I think that the potential impact is huge, is immense, because you could think about many different applications. That these days, there's a lot of thought on things like mass casualty events and stopping bleeding. The Boston Marathon bombing is a perfect example of how early hemorrhage control, and in that case, it was by tourniquets, and people who knew how to use them can really make a huge impact and save lives in those kind of situations. And we're also developing it for other bleeding applications, things like hemophilia. We're working on incorporating it into bandages that can be used externally. there are a lot of opportunities here, and there's a lot of opportunity to do a lot of good here, we think.
That's Dr. Nathan White, an emergency room physician at Harborview Medical Center. He and a team of bioengineers have created an injectable substance that could potentially help stop massive bleeding in trauma patients. He spoke with Marcy Silman. Initial tests show that 100% of mice injected with their material survived a typically lethal injury. But the team says it will take at least 5 years for human trials to begin.